GreenHerb.com. Come by the Green Herb, located in Wheat Ridge, Colorado, on the I-70 Frontage Road North, 1 mile west of Kipling, or call 888-765-HERB. That's 888-765-4372. And be sure to listen to the Green Herb Show with Linda and Dr. Cass every Tuesday at 1 o'clock on KHNC.
And the Word became flesh and dwelt among us, and we beheld His glory, the glory as of the only begotten of the Father, full of grace and truth. John bore witness of Him and cried out, saying, "This was He of whom I said, He who comes after Me is preferred before Me, for He was before Me." The Gospel of John, chapter 1, verse 14 and 15.
Good morning, Dr. Stan here at the American Freedom Network, and our guest this morning is Virginia Farver, and Virginia lost her son in a cluster of brain tumors, suddenly on a university campus because there was a cell phone tower very, very close at hand. Virginia has been researching this for many years, and suddenly has come up with a great deal of information about the danger of electricity. And we have put together a 4-CD set on dangerous radiation. You need to get this. You need to get the word out. They're poisoning us. They know exactly what they're doing. They think there are too many people in the world, and they intend to kill us. They're not imaginary. This is very real. Virginia, pick up the story.
Hello, Dr. Stan. Thank you for having me. Yes, my son was involved in a brain cancer cluster on the San Diego State University campus, where several people had passed away from brain cancers, and a lot of them were located in the same room and building. I also investigated a cancer cluster at the UC San Diego campus, where 15 people, 8 women in one room, were diagnosed and have passed away from different forms of cancer, but 8 women from brain or breast cancers. And this room was located right next to an elevator, and behind the elevator was where all the electrical equipment for the whole building was located, and high EMFs were found. And also, there was a cancer cluster at the Kelly Elementary School in Carlsbad, where several kids had passed away from leukemias and brain tumors. And there, once again, there were power lines, huge power lines that passed this particular school and residential areas. And we took this a little further, and there were 59 cell towers and 219 antennas within a 4-mile radius. So we're trying to get the message out. All 3 schools had epidemiology reports written, and all this will tell you are statistics, how many people per 1,000 will die of some form of cancer. What really needed to happen, Dr. Stan, were toxicology studies.
But they weren't carried out. But you claim that there is a great deal of evidence that people in government, and many people working certainly for the utilities, understand the danger?
Yes. I was on a phone conference with Curtis Bennett the other day with several other people, and he was able to speak and had some fabulous information. He said the utilities have not taken into account the complete smart grid when it comes to these meters. You know, a lot of people are concerned just with the meter that's attached to their house, but what we should really be concerned about are the meters within the whole grid, because what happens when all these meters are working together and chattering together, it creates a cloud. And what this is 190,000 pulses of RF radiation per second. And Curtis put it into another term the other day, and he said we're being exposed to approximately 2,592,000 pulses of full-body radiation every 30 days, which is very damaging to our bodies. And what this is we're getting actually what's equivalent to a CT scan every few days, and the guidelines for CT scans are every 3 to 5 years. So these are very dangerous.
And you said that there is a definite proven relationship between exposure to radiation and cancer?
Yes, right now the WHO, World Health Organization, has reclassified non-ionizing radiation to a class 2B carcinogen. Right now, it is in the same category as DDT, lead, chloroform, and asbestos. And I've known this for a few years now, but as of a couple of weeks ago, it's been announced that they have sufficient evidence to reclassify this to a class 2A. Class 2B is a possible carcinogen, and class 2A is a probable carcinogen, so it ups it very much, Dr. Stan.
And basically, this is known. It's been known for a long time. Now,
yes,
who is
the military has known this for a long time, and they know exactly what they're doing, Dr. Stan. I was talking to your audience last night, and these meters, and just the smart grid alone, it's all combined. And of course, a lot of the people know about UN Agenda 21, and this grid, this whole grid. See, these grids all connect. They're dismantling the HAARP facility up in Alaska, and the reason they're doing that, Dr. Stan, is because they have the grid now in place within the United States, and this cell tower on the SDSU campus is connected to San Francisco's VLF research group, which is actually HAARP. But what's also on this is the ITU is the International Technology Union, and that is part of the UN. There's several other combinations that are connected to the UN, and they're all connected to the grid, Dr. Stan. UNESCO is also another one of them.
All right. Well, basically, if you're out there in the listening audience, you have a question for our guest, our telephone number is 877-254-7524. 877-254-7524. So we're talking not only about smart meters, we're talking about Wi-Fi, we're talking about cordless cell phones and cordless computers, we're talking about computer towers and cell phone towers and a myriad of other sources of electricity that are beaming down on us constantly. Would that be a fair assumption?
That's a very fair assumption. We're being blanketed in this type of radiation. You know, with cell phones, every time somebody, they up the strength of a cell phone from a 3G to a 4G, then the cell towers also follow suit. And right now, compared to when my son even passed away, the cell towers have actually almost doubled in strength. And of course, with this smart grid, they've actually added a lot more cell towers in your areas. If you've been aware, you might want to start paying attention. And also the transmitters for this smart grid, they're usually located on arterial streets, and they will have three prongs sticking out of the tops of those. One of those, Dr. Stan, can emit radiation up to 125 square miles. So we're being we're sitting in this soup of this stuff, and we need to start warning the public.
Hold that thought. If you have a question, 877-54-75.
Should a natural or man-made disaster hit, do you have the will, the skill, and the gear? Gear up with Preparedness Gear, a full-service store located at I-25 and Highway 52, exit 235, just south of McDonald's. We have your survival needs. Long-term storage, food, water filtration, bulk grains, bug-out bags, survival equipment, and a comprehensive selection of educational books. Visit us online at preparednessgear.com for upcoming classes or call us toll-free at 888-981-9810. That's 888-981-9810. Get your gear on! Walker's Quality Cajun Feed Supply won't sell you anything they don't feed their own pets. We sell quality feed for mice to horses, premium pet food, and wild bird seed custom cages and supplies at the best prices in town with a 2% cash discount. Feed your animals quality food now or pay your vet later. Ask about our special of the month for KHNC listeners. That's Walker's Quality Cajun Feed Supply, located at 4298 Kipling Street in Wheatridge. That's 4298 Kipling Street in Wheatridge. 303-424-0305. 303-424-0305. Great Plains Power has been providing reliable electrical power systems in the Rocky Mountain area since 1992. Our systems rely on the sun to help make you self-reliant for your power needs. Solar energy can be scaled to fit any situation, from complete power independence to backup power for the short term. Our expertise focuses on standalone power, but we have extensive experience with utility interactive systems as well. Custom-tailored capabilities as modest as emergency lighting all the way to commercial-scale power. Great Plains Power is a full-service company. We service everything we sell. We provide and design turnkey packages, custom-designed system, and parts for do-it-yourself. With more than 20 years of specialized experience at your disposal, let us know what your power concerns or goals are. Reach us by phone or the Internet. Call 303-239-9963. That's 303-239-9963. Or go to GreatPlainsSolar.com.
Dan, Junior Farmer, what are we doing here? This is a problem. Why doesn't the media bring this out? Why aren't there more lawsuits against the electric companies?
Dr. Stan, they are gearing up for this. This is what Curtis Bennett has mentioned the other day. He said causation has been found. That's exactly what lawyers need to hear. They have biologists and engineers and lawyers that are now starting to get involved. And actually, insurance companies are starting to ask the questions because they are not going to be able to take these catastrophic losses. So they are currently determining building damages or the buildings that are being compromised by this. So it's going to come out. And there's, of course, there's been a lot of fires. Sask Power out of Canada is now removing 105,000 of these meters, and Portland, Oregon is removing 70,000 meters because of fires. And of course, people know that these meters are not UL certified, but the other issue is the fact that a lot of these installers, for instance, the city of Fort Collins hired Corex, and these companies will send a lot of people into your city, and overnight they'll slap these meters up. But what's happened is a lot of these meters have been taken off while they're under load, and I guess that they're very fragile if they're under load at the time when you take them off. And so this is causing surges within your electrical wiring, and this is also causing some of the fires. So, Curtis also mentioned that the people within the utilities and anyone that is involved with this will be liable for injuries and deaths, and they can be held liable both in criminal and civil court. So, and this is very concerning because, you know, they're going to be held liable for people that are being harmed. So I wanted to actually go into a little bit of the Wi-Fi. Curtis said that Wi-Fi is causing unintentional stimulation of tissues, which is adversely affecting students and teachers. And of course, we know many of these kids are suffering from the ill effects, which are headaches, depression, memory, or concentration problems. And they're being medicated and being put on antidepressants. So now there's a concern for suicides and that type of thing, Dr. Stan. And another thing that people need to realize, and I've come to this conclusion as well, is a lot of these kids are being put on these antidepressants and they will never be able to own a firearm. And right now in Michigan, there are lawsuits that are going forth, and they're going into a different stage, a discovery phase, which there's 29 of these lawsuits against cell phones causing brain cancers. Now, these all happened before the year of 1996, and each of these lawsuits are each for $100 million, and these suits are going very well, Dr. Stan. So I think that this stuff's going to really start taking off here.
And so this is not an imaginary threat. It's a very real threat. It's a threat to the families of everyone listening to this program today. Our telephone number is 877-254-7524. 877-254-7524. And we're talking literally about everyone in America is being bombarded with dangerous radiation. We have a four CD set entitled dangerous radiation, you can get it by calling 800-544-8927. 800-544-8927. That's 800-544-8927. Well, Virginia, are there any organized groups out there trying to get the word out? Obviously, it's information being blacked out by the controlled media. But
well, Dr. Stan, I actually contacted Channel 10 News 2 weeks ago in San Diego. There was a reporter that did a story on this particular cell tower that was on the SDSU campus and how wonderful it was because it was going to be able to save a lot of lives because a lot of the federal agencies were on there for emergency. And, of course, they've got a lot of these cell towers out in the wilderness, so they can catch fires before they take off. So anyway, I contacted this gal that did the story and gave her information about all three cancer clusters with all my links that I had. And she went through them and she said, this is a tragedy. We've got to do a story on it. And she said, I'm going to contact my producers next week and let's talk about doing a story. And Dr. Stan, it's been 2 weeks and I haven't heard a word back. So this is exactly what's happening. And so we need to make sure that we tell people about programs like this. There are several sites that people can get on. There's a new one called wirelessrighttoknow.com that has some fabulous new documents on it. And also, this is actually a very good program, Dr. Stan, because Saturday, September 13th, so this Saturday coming up, Take Back Your Power, the movie Take Back Your Power, an investigation into the smart grid and the smart meters, will be shown in Denver on CPT 12, which is the former PBS station. And so it's going to be on between 7 and 9 p.m. So please tell as many people as possible to tune in, and we're going to start getting people educated about these meters. And also, Katie Singer from An Electronic Silent Spring will also be there. And both of these people have very good websites that people can access. The first one is takebackyourpower.net, and the other one is anelectronicsilentspring.com.
So this is a very, very real problem, ladies and gentlemen, not imaginary. America is under attack today. Those of you who listened to the television last night and heard President Obama talking about the threat to America from the Islamic extremists over in Syria and in Iraq, and he talked about ISI, he didn't mention that they were trained, financed, and armed by our own government. In other words, basically, if you can go up on the Internet, look up Aaron Klein, or simply the fact that the CIA financed ISI. We created it 2 years ago. We're financing it today. Now we're fighting it in the name of preserving America to focus your attention on what's going on over in the Middle East while we are under attack here in the United States. But look up Aaron Klein and ISIS. You'll find out that 2 years ago, the CIA and the American military was training ISIS, and today we're fighting them. But people say that's crazy. No, it's no more crazy than the Vietnam War. We're all during the war. We financed the Russians, who financed the North Vietnamese, who financed the Viet Cong, who killed 58,000 American boys. Or World War II, where we financed the Nazis all during the war. We built the military equipment for them. We financed them. And this is covered beautifully in a fourth CD set we have called The War Against the Jews, interviews with John Loftus, who had a security clearance 3 years, three levels above top secret. Understand, ladies and gentlemen, nothing is as it appears to be. And you've got to get involved. And you've got to help us get the information out because time is running out. Well, Virginia, basically, as we see this whole incredible story unfolding, is there an increased awareness of what's going on? Because certainly reading the regular regular media, newspapers and all, Washington, but public radio and television, I'm not seeing anything at all about this danger.
No, and thank you for programs like this. We've got to keep this type of stuff on the air and make sure that people have access to it, Dr. Stan. This is our last chance because we personally are being hit with our food, our air, our water, and now this radiation on top of it. So we need to start paying attention, and we need to get more and more people involved and informed. And they need to stay informed.
Now, you've been at this for how long?
I've been at this, Dr. Stan, since probably 2009. And I knew it took me months. The school had sent me this report, and the epidemiologist wrote in this report, he says, I have no known knowledge of chemical or radiation concerns, so therefore there are none. So what I did was I emailed this gentleman. I said, how can you say that? There's this huge cell tower right outside. So he called me at home, which I thought was very odd, and he told me that he didn't think that that's what it could be. And I also told him that I had just driven out to San Diego and met with some of the professors off campus with meetings. And I said they were very concerned with their jobs and very concerned with their lives. And he said they should be concerned. Well, I told him, I said, that doesn't make any sense because I said, because of your report, the school has stopped doing any kind of studies or tests in the area. So he got off the phone really quick, and Dr. Stan, I knew at that point, and the school started sending me information about the tower, basically the nuts and bolts of it, and I emailed it back. I said, I want to know who's on the tower, what the signal direction was, how powerful the signal was, and everything else, and then that's when everything stopped. But it actually took me between 4 to 5 months to actually figure out what was on that cell tower. And it's a very powerful cell tower. And I actually found documents where the emissions from this cell tower were illegal. And in 2002, this one particular cell tower had transmissions up to 72 miles. And by 1996, it was almost up to 100 miles. So these cell towers are everywhere, Dr. Stan, and a lot of these are on our college campuses, and we need to get parents aware of what's going on because I'm sure that this is going to continue if we don't get it stopped.
Well, if you're out there in the listening audience, you have a question or comment, 877-254-7524. But this is a very real problem, and you need to get our 4-CD set, Dangerous Radiation. That's the 4-CD set, Dangerous Radiation. You get that by calling 800-544-8927. 800-544-8927. We need to get the information out. And you out there in the listening audience have an obligation to do it because the media in America is rigidly controlled by 6 major corporations, which are part and parcel of this whole effort to poison the American people. Now, basically, are there any organizations as such that are addressing this issue?
Yes, Dr. Stan, there's several of them. I can't even probably list it. And I'm actually hooked up with many of these people. And so we're all communicating together, and we're all trying to combine our states together and this smart meter issue has completely taken it to the top. So this is, we're really fighting this now, and with some of these lawsuits coming about, it's going to go even further. So the utilities need to be aware of what's going on. And I also wanted to mention too that all of our municipalities have standards and codes, and they're in place to protect the public. And actually, what these meters these smart meters are doing are they're with all the cloud, the 190,000 pulses per second, they're actually causing molecular earthquakes, which is actually damaging to the very building materials of our homes, including our concrete foundations. So there's a lot of concerns about that. And firemen will also be in harm's way because of the weakening of the building structures from these frequencies. And so there's going to be a lot of stuff that's going to start coming out about this. And a lot of our civil engineers will not be able to sign off on these buildings because of the constant expansion and collapsing of the building materials. So this is very, very concerning, and we will get these off of our homes, Dr. Stan. I'm going to think positive, and being able to show this movie on TV is a huge step in that process.
Well, ladies and gentlemen, the thing is that the average individual has never even heard. There's a problem. Our number is 877-254-2544. Give us a call.
Should a natural or man-made disaster hit, do you have the will, the skill, and the gear? Gear up with Preparedness Gear, a full-service store located at I-25 and Highway 52, exit 235, just south of McDonald's. We have your survival needs. Long-term storage, food, water filtration, bulk grains, bug-out bags, survival equipment, and a comprehensive selection of educational books. Visit us online at preparednessgear.com for upcoming classes or call us toll-free at 888-981-9810. That's 888-981-9810. Get your gear on.
Hi, folks. Guess what? We don't live in the land of milk and honey. We live in the land of farm factories, laboratory processed, and genetically modified food. Yikes! That's Frankenfoods! And that's a food and health crisis. But hold on. I have a solution. Eat non-GMO organic superfood products. Ask me, Vita, about a $50 gift card for free product. Call 518-530-1060. That's 518-530-1060.
You can buy gold just about anywhere in the world from all kinds of different dealers. So why do you use the Patriot Trading Group?
20 years of service, just like that. A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau, just like that. Lowest prices, just like that. No solicitation, just like that. Buying or selling, just like that.
For all your gold and silver needs, call the Patriot Trading Group at 800-951-0592. Just like that.
Walker's Quality Cage and Feed Supply won't sell you anything they don't feed their own pets. We sell quality feed for mice to horses, premium pet food, and wild bird seed custom cages and supplies at the best prices in town with a 2% cash discount. Feed your animals quality food now or pay your vet later. Ask about our special of the month for KHNC listeners. That's Walker's Quality Cage and Feed Supply, located at 4298 Kipling Street in Wheat Ridge. That's 4298 Kipling Street in Wheat Ridge. 303-424-0305. 303-424-0305. Great Plains Power has been providing reliable electrical power systems in the Rocky Mountain area since 1992. Our systems rely on the sun to help make you self-reliant for your power needs. Solar energy can be scaled to fit any situation, from complete power independence to backup power for the short term. Our expertise focuses on standalone power, but we have extensive experience with utility interactive systems as well. Custom-tailored capabilities as modest as emergency lighting all the way to commercial-scale power. Great Plains Power is a full-service company. We service everything we sell. We provide and design turnkey packages, custom-designed system, and parts for do-it-yourself. With more than 20 years of specialized experience at your disposal, let us know what your power concerns or goals are. Reach us by phone or the internet. Call 303-239-9963. That's 303-239-9963. Or go to greatplainssolar.com.
Well, Dr. Stan, back here, I guess, is Virginia Farmer. And Virginia, how can people get in touch with you, get in touch with you, or your website?
I'm asking people to get hold of me through Take Back Your Power. It's www.takebackyourpower.net or the Electronic Silent Spring, www.anelectronicsilentspring.com. And people can reach me through those two websites if they would like. And Dr. Stan, there's fabulous information all over the internet right now. People can look up the 2012 Bioinitiative Report, which goes into this information, and it's very detailed. And I want people to, and when they do research things, I want people to understand you're going to run into some things that say there's no problem with this stuff. but actually you need to dig further to make sure who did the study and actually follow the money, because I can guarantee you it's done by industry, and that's what's happened. And most of the, and almost all of the reports that are showing harm are not funded in any way by industry. And of course, there's not a lot of, and it's starting to come out more and more, because the industry has pretty much taken hold of this, and they're the ones that have paid for almost every one of these studies. And it's beginning to stop now. So I think that's actually very good news. And I want people to understand, there's three underwriters that insure, insurance companies, and AM Best, RE Swiss, and Lloyd's of London will not insure the wireless industry because they do know that this stuff causes harm. And what we do need are a lot of teachers and administrators and school boards to understand what's going on. We need to get Wi-Fi out of our schools, and we need parents that can start asking for the precautionary principle to be applied, which is to do no harm to our kids. Otherwise, Dr. Stan, we're taking great risks with their lives. So we've got to get
this stopped.
Well, we
have a caller on the line. Who's calling in?
Oh, good morning, Dr. Stan. Yeah, this is John from Colorado, and I just wanted to let everyone know that there's a brand new website just in the process of going up, local here in Colorado, and it's called yourchoicesmartmeter.org, and it will cover local issues, and there's a way to subscribe there. There'll be a newsletter that comes out from this website. It's once again, it's yourchoicesmartmeter.org, and especially for members of Poudre Valley REA and other, you know, there's other local electrical companies, Fort Collins, et cetera. But anyway, this is a brand new, and so there's not much information there now, but it will be, it's in the process of being organized.
Yes, but who's putting it up there?
Well, just some local people here concerned with the smart meters right here locally in Colorado.
Dr. Stan, I'm actually involved with that group too, and it's just getting started. And the website again is yourchoicesmartmeter.org. So yourchoicesmartmeter.org. So people need to click onto that, and we're going to keep that updated, and it should be a good source of information for people here locally.
All right, fine. Is there anything else you'd like to say before we let you go?
No, that'll be all. Well, just be sure to watch the your Take Back Your Power movie on Saturday, and check out the website. That's all. Thank you, Dr. Stan and Virginia.
Thank you. That's good to know.
Thank you, John.
Okay, fine. Well, basically, the utilities know what's going on, and they're doing everything they can to suppress the information. But what part does Agenda 21 and population control play in this?
Well, to me, Agenda 21 means control of the population and population control. They want to reduce how many people are in the world. And like I said, a lot of this is connected with the grid, Dr. Stan. I mean, the ICT is information and communication technology. UNESCO's on that cell tower at SDSU and throughout the school, and it's the United Nations Scientific and Cultural Organization, and the ITU is the International Technology Union, which is run through the UN. And so we need to, I mentioned last night, we have got to get out of the UN. If that's the last thing we do, Dr. Stan, we need to get out of the UN. And a lot of these utilities are, it makes me sick, Dr. Stan, because they're actually billing us for biologically damaging us with frequencies that are going through us. And my fear is, and along with a lot of these other experts, is we're going to start seeing the foliage on our trees and our plants start dying, and our bees are going to die, And, of course, if our bees die, that's going to reduce our food sources. So this is very, very serious, and we've got to stop it. So people have got to get involved.
And they have to understand there's a problem before they get involved. So, ladies and gentlemen, if you're out there, remember this is a lot more important than football, a lot more important than baseball, a lot more important than most of the things and the trivial things. Are we concerned about? We're talking about the very survival of Christian civilization. We are under attack today, in my estimation. Would you agree with that?
Most definitely, Dr. Stan. The cell tower on the SDSU campus is still there. I think I wake up every day with the knowledge that there's somebody else's child sitting on that campus, and actually right underneath that cell tower. Now, in the movie, they will show a picture of this cell tower, but you cannot see it in the picture. But if you walk to the top of the hill, there's actually an outdoor courtyard. And I met a girl over on campus in 2011 with a very expensive meter. And we went underneath this cell tower, and I turned around. I was watching the kids. There were probably 30 kids sitting underneath this cell tower. And I turned around, and she was already going back down the hill. And I said, wait for me. I said, what's wrong? And she said, I turned on my meter. And she said, it's not my meter. It was very expensive. And she says, it went off the chart. So these kids were all sitting underneath this.
There was so much radiation, it couldn't even measure it?
There was so much radiation, Dr. Stan, it could not even measure it. And we also went over onto another area of the campus, and there was another huge cell tower. And right across, it was just a small two-lane road, there were fraternity row housing that was just being built there. And several boys were sitting out on the balconies when I was there for 3 weeks. And we also went over there and tested that cell tower. The same thing happened, so we did not stick around. We got out of there, and I did go over on campus several times with many, many signs and taped them up daily for 3 weeks, and a lot of kids would walk by with their cell phones and take pictures of it, but, you know, there were a few that were very interested, but a lot of kids were too busy texting and that type of thing, so it's a very concerning thing, Dr. Stan, and these kids don't have an idea what's going on, and so we've got to get parents involved.
Hang on there. We'll be back in just a moment with Virginia Farmer. Give us a call, 877-254-75.
Should a natural or man-made disaster hit, do you have the will, the skill, and the gear? Gear up with Preparedness Gear, a full-service store located at I-25 and Highway 52, exit 235, just south of McDonald's. We have your survival needs. Long-term storage, food, water filtration, bulk grains, bug-out bags, survival equipment, and a comprehensive selection of educational books. Visit us online at preparednessgear.com for upcoming classes, or call us toll-free at 888-981-9810. That's 888-981-9810. Get your gear on!
Square Root Construction is pleased to help support the American Freedom Network by offering a high-quality custom deck construction services. Established in 1990, Square Root Construction has been building high-quality decks and other types of outdoor living projects all along the Northern Front Range. We are licensed, insured, and have all the experience, knowledge, and skills to help you create the outdoor living oasis of your dreams. For your free consultation and no-obligation quote, give Doug a call at 303-517-8742 or visit us on the web at squareroconstruction.com.
Hi, folks. Guess what? We don't live in the land of milk and honey. We live in the land of farm factories, laboratory processed, and genetically modified food. Yikes! That's Frankenfoods! And that's a food and health crisis. But hold on. I have a solution. Eat non-GMO organic superfood products. Ask me, Vita, about a $50 gift card for free product. Call 518-530-1060. That's 518-530-1060.
You can buy gold just about anywhere in the world from all kinds of different dealers. So why do you use the Patriot Trading Group?
20 years of service, just like that. A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau, just like that. Lowest prices, just like that. No solicitation, just like that. Buying or selling, just like that.
For all your gold and silver needs, call the Patriot Trading Group at 800-951-0592. Just like that.
Well, Dr. Stan, back here for the last segment of our session with Virginia Farmer. If you're out there listening, our number is 877-254-7524. 877-254-7524. And who's calling in?
Hi, this is Aaron here in Fort Collins. Hi, Virginia.
Hi, Aaron. How are you?
Oh, I'm pretty good today. So I was made aware of a really quick read that's very important when it comes to this subject, and it's called EMS Health Alert by Holly Mannion and Alfred Pacheco. And it's a great guide for reducing electromagnetic pollution in your home. It's a really short read. It's like 57 pages long. So it's really difficult for a lot of people to understand that the dirty electricity in their walls is contributing to many health issues such as cancer, childhood leukemia, heart disease, chronic fatigue, diabetes, proven in hundreds of peer-reviewed scientific studies. So why don't you go ahead and explain to people, Virginia, the electronic pollution that's, you know, other than the smart meters and cell phone towers, it's literally a type of electricity that is harmful to the body.
Yes. Katie Singer's book, An Electronic Silent Spring, will go into the damaging effects of dirty electricity. A lot of people that were aware of these meters, Dr. Stan, were tried to opt out, and what we ended up getting were digital analog meters, which they say do not transmit, but actually what they do is they transmit, that transmit the pulses go within the wiring of your home, and this causes dirty electricity, which is very, very damaging to the body as well. And Katie's book, if you get on her website, an electronicsilentspring.com, she actually has a blog part in there where she talks about people with autism. They're starting to talk about this stuff, and she has ways in which people can reduce a lot of these electromagnetic waves and this dirty electricity within their homes, especially in their kids' bedrooms. You can unplug everything in their rooms at night and shut off the power to their rooms every night. And a lot of these kids that have autism are actually, some of them have actually recovered when the parents have taken a Wi-Fi out of the homes and have reduced all of their dirty electricity throughout the wiring of their home. So this is something that's very, very concerning, and we all need to be aware of it and try to reduce as much of this as possible.
Of course, we are immersed in this pool of electric waves, but you can actually reduce it in your home. Is that what you're saying?
Yes, it can be produced in your home. A lot of this, people need to understand smart meters. We're also going to go into smart appliances. Please do not buy anything with a word smart attached to it, because these all emit radiation into your homes, which is also very damaging. So we've got to start taking control of this, Dr. Stan. And people can, you can buy these meters, Gauss meters, and go through your homes and have a building biologist go through your home if you can find one. And they can actually help you reduce some of this within your home. So it's actually very hard to do, and there's a lot of experts looking into how to do this.
There's, in other countries as well, such as Kazakhstan, there actually is limits on dirty electricity that are allowed by the government. So this is something, once again, where America is just kind of the dumping ground for all of the silent weapons for quiet wars, death technology. And it's really upsetting, because it seems like, you know, people get this feeling like there's no escape. Well, I mean, that is the plan. Like, Agenda 21 is to cram you into compact cities where you're more easily controlled, and the population is to be reduced. And this is in their own writings of the elite. So, and these elite, make no mistake, they have it out for us. There is no white flag. There is no, making nice with these people. They are fueled by a dark source that people can call the devil, they can call it whatever they want, but in the end, these people want to kill, steal, and destroy, and that's what they're doing.
That's exactly what they're doing.
You're right, because behind all of this are
Thank you, Aaron.
All right, thanks. You guys have a great day.
You too. Yes, Dr. Stan, Aaron is exactly right when he's talking about this, and it's up to us to get it stopped and to start warning the public. And like I said, this stuff is, you know, we need to get parents involved, and they need to care about the lives of their children, and do not let this allow this to happen to them, because I wouldn't wish this on my worst enemy, Dr. Stan. It's destroyed our family. Anyway, I just want people to understand that it can be stopped, and you can take your own health into your own hands and start going, attending city council meetings, start contacting your local utilities, start writing into your papers and demanding that this changes. But just to have this on TV is going to be a huge, huge chance for this message to get out. And I also wanted people to know on the call that they are going to reshow this program this fall and winter at least 12 times. So there will be other opportunities to do so. But remember, it's this Saturday between 7 and 9 p.m. Take Back Your Power will be shown at CPT 12 in Denver.
Whereabouts in Denver?
It's about 60 miles south of where I live, Dr. Stan.
No, but
I will actually be in the studio as well.
TV going to be filmed?
It's going to be filmed in Denver. So that's and it's down in downtown Denver somewhere. I have the address somewhere. I'm not right real sure, but it's going to be on TV. And there's actually going to be Josh Del Sol, the producer of the movie, will be in the audience. Katie Singer will be Skyped in, and there's a gentleman I've heard from Boulder. I don't know who he is, but he's an expert that actually worked at CU Boulder that designed these meters and now is warning people about them. So apparently he's going to be in the audience, in the studio as well. So it should be a really good show.
Ladies and gentlemen, this is not imaginary. America is under attack. We're going to be fighting ISIS over there in Sydney, in Iraq, and Syria. And ladies and gentlemen, we created this whole thing. This is a diversion so that you do not understand we are under attack at home. Virginia, thank you so much for being with us. God bless you.
Should a natural or man-made disaster hit, do you have the will, the skill, and the gear? Gear up with Preparedness Gear, a full-service store located at I-25 and Highway 52, exit 235, just south of McDonald's. We have your survival needs. Long-term storage, food, water filtration, bulk grains, bug-out bags, survival equipment, and a comprehensive selection of educational books. Visit us online at preparednessgear.com for upcoming classes or call us toll-free at 888-981-9810. That's 888-981-9810. Get your gear on. Ladies and gentlemen, Mr. Tom Phillips, founder of the Green Herb.
All of God's people have a ministry, and it's a trick of our enemy to keep God's people sick and worn out to hinder their ability to minister. We are often judgmental toward people who are addicted to booze, cigarettes, and drugs, but we at the Green Herb have found that most of God's people are unknowingly addicted to the two most addictive products in America, sugar and soda pop. If you have a sickness or disease, or if you're just tired a lot, the Green Herb has an herbal product that is formulated just for you, and it's just $15.95. Come by the Green Herb, located in Wheat Ridge, Colorado, on the I-70 Frontage Road North, 1 mile west of Kipling, or call 888-765-HERB, that's 888-765-4372, or go to our website, www.thegreenherb.com, and be sure to listen to the Green Herb Show with Linda and Dr. Cass every Tuesday at 1 o'clock on KHNC.
The Lord brings the counsel of the nations to nothing. He makes the plans of the peoples of no effect. The counsel of the Lord stands forever, the plans of his heart to all generations. Blessed is the nation whose God is the Lord. the people he has chosen as his own inheritance. Psalm 33, verses 10 through 12.
Well, this is Dr. Stan, and this is the time when I have to remind our listeners that my ministry, Radio Liberty, is primarily listener-supported, and we're dependent upon you out there in the listening audience to support us as 5 hours a day, 5 days a week. We reach out across America trying to educate people because they are afternoon and evening networks. We'll have sometimes 14, 15 the radio stations. But, of course, we're on shortwave. We're on the Internet, and you can get us at RadioLiberty.com. But it's an expensive proposition to maintain these networks. We need your help. And if you'd like to join the Radio Liberty family, our telephone number is 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. Our webpage is RadioLiberty.com. You can go there. You can watch our DVDs. You can certainly listen to our radio programs, either live or archived. You can read our newsletters. You can read my treatise on the Georgia Guidestones or on the Population Control Agenda. You need to get this information, but read our newsletters going back to the mid-1990s because they will give you the historical background of the satanic organizations that control America today. A small number of very wealthy people are in charge. They control both political parties. They make mockery of our electoral process. The average individual thinks we elect our representatives. We do not, at least not in most instances. They run candidates, and their candidates always win. And this is not happening by accident. It's happening by intent. They know exactly what they're doing. They just don't want you to know. And then, of course, they're using the financial and military power of the United States to control the world. Why do you think we have a military bases in 800 to 1,000 countries throughout the world? Why do we have military bases in 800 to 1,000 military countries throughout the world? Why so we can maintain the empire? But you're never going to read that in the newspaper. Why do we have troops stationed in 130 nations? And now we're putting troops into Africa, and I think 15 or 20 nations in Africa we're moving troops into. And it's all part of this part of the empire, the one world government, and of course going right along with their effort to destroy Christianity. They want a one world government, a one world financial system, and they want to destroy Christianity. That's why they took God and prayer and the Ten Commandments out of our schools. That's certainly why they, the U.S. military is backing groups like ISIS over in Iraq and in Syria that are killing the Christians. They're killing the Christians. And ladies and gentlemen, their blood is on your hands if you are not involved with us in this battle for the survival of Christian civilization. So we ask you, ladies and gentlemen, to become involved with us, to join the Radio Liberty family. Our number, 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. And then we ask you to pray for America. We ask you to pray for revival. We ask you to pray for our leaders and our ministers, but please